Bitcoin records all-time high network difficulty amid price fluctuations. New data shows that the Bitcoin network will continue to grow stronger by attaining another all-time high in the next 12 days with a network difficulty of 26.7 trillion. And as Bloomberg analyst Mike Maglone shares here, cryptos are tops among the risky and speculative. If risk assets decline, it helps the Fed's inflation fight. Becoming a global reserve asset, Bitcoin may be a primary beneficiary in that scenario. And as Pomp shares here, Bitcoin has officially fallen 50% since the all-time high of 69,000. This is the fourth time that Bitcoin has dropped 50% in the last 4 years. And as Matthew Hyland shares here, Bitcoin monthly RSI approaching levels that have been historically some of the best buying opportunities in its entire history. And as the Wolf of Wall Street shares here, people have short memories. In May, Bitcoin went from 60 to 30,000 in 10 days. 10 days. That was much more aggressive on much higher volume, and it was only 8 months ago. We have been here before, and this just in breaking news. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with $10 trillion in assets under management, has filed a blockchain ETF. BlackRock hopes to launch an exchange-traded fund called the iShares Blockchain Tech ETF, according to the new filing with the SEC. Also in today's show, any signs of reversal in sight? Analyst Benjamin Cohen looks at the state of Bitcoin after this 50% crash, and quoting him here from a recent interview with Invest Answers, 30,000 is certainly an area of interest in the event of a cascade down. I don't want to scare anyone, but I also don't want to say that it's impossible that we go below 30,000, because we could. We went below 30,000 in the summer, and we went below 30,000 in January, and he says his full-on worst-case scenario would put Bitcoin at around $20,000. Also in today's show, crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin price bottom in 2018 unveils his bullish Bitcoin price trajectory for 2022, but there is a catch. That's right, the synonymous crypto analyst Smart Contractor tells his followers he thinks Bitcoin will print a new 52-week low in the coming weeks before rallying above $100,000 by the end of the year. Here's his throwback prediction he nailed right on the money back in 2018. I'm calling a bottom at exactly $3,200 with a $200 leeway either side. And here's his updated prediction for a bottom. I'm calling a bottom at exactly $25,800 with a $1,000 leeway either side. Also in today's show, we'll be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are finally pumping back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, the Bitcoin network has recorded a new all-time high, mining difficulty of 26.643 trillion with an average hash rate of 190.71 exahashes per second, signaling strong community support despite an ongoing bear market, well, at least temporary, right? The Bitcoin network difficulty is determined by the overall computational power, which correlates to the difficulty in confirming transactions and mining BTC. And as evidenced by blockchain.com data, the network difficulty saw a downfall between May and July 2021 due to various reasons, including the infamous blanket ban on crypto mining from China. However, as the displaced miners resumed operations from other countries, the network difficulty saw a drastic recovery since August 2021. And as a result, on Saturday, the Bitcoin network recorded an all-time high of 26.643 trillion. And data from BTC.com estimates that the network will continue to grow stronger by attaining another all-time high in the next 12 days with a network difficulty of 26.7 trillion. And in the last 4 days alone, FT Pool has been the highest contributor to the hash rate by mining 88 BTC blocks, followed by Poolin at 76 blocks. And as of yesterday, the average fee per transaction is roughly $1.58, a value that historically peaked at $62.78 back in April 2021. Now, despite the federal pressure for tighter monetary policies around cryptos, Bloomberg commodity strategist Mike Maglone suggests that Bitcoin has a fighting chance to come out on top as investors recognize its value as a digital reserve asset. Maglone believes that Bitcoin is in a unique position to outperform in an environment where stimulus reduction is usually considered negative for risk assets. Quoting the Bloomberg strategist here, cryptos are tops among the risky and speculative. If risk assets decline, it helps the Fed's inflation fight. Becoming a global reserve asset, Bitcoin may be a primary beneficiary in that scenario. So there you have it. And as Pomp points out here, year, Bitcoin has officially fallen 50% since the all-time high of 69,000. This is the fourth time that Bitcoin has dropped 50% in the last 4 years, so nothing new to see here. And as Matthew Hyland shares, Bitcoin monthly RSI approaching levels that have been historically some of the best buying opportunities in its entire history. That's right, so BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And as the Bitcoin archive shares here, Bitcoin has been going down for 73 days. Are we there yet? Just a little further. And in this chart, it shows us between April and August of last year, we had a drawdown of 95 days. So once again, nothing new. And as the Wolf of Wall Street, Scott Melker, updates us here, people have short memories. In May, Bitcoin went from 60 to 30,000 in 10 days. 10 days. That was much more aggressive on much higher volume and was only 8 months ago. We have been here before. And I love this response from Michael Scott. Imagine a 50% drawdown on the hardest asset ever. 50% off sale and people are fearful. Tell a man a Lamborghini is 50% off and he'll borrow money from his girlfriend's dog's cousin to buy it. Bitcoin 50% off and you shook. I'm buying all the dips and I love it. Touche. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with $10 trillion in assets under management, has filed a blockchain ETF, as well as we discuss any signs of reversal in sight as analyst Benjamin Cohen looks at the state of Bitcoin after this 50% crash, as well as crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin price bottom in 2018 unveils his bullish Bitcoin price trajectory for 2022, but there is a catch. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are back in the green. Pumping again with Bitcoin up 0.6% for the day, trading just above $35,800. Ethereum also up over 1%, trading just under $2,500, while Luna is up 8%, trading just under $69. Solana up 1.69%, trading at $101. And Polkadot up almost 1%, trading just under $19. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. The investment firm with $10 trillion in assets under management as of January 2022, BlackRock hopes to launch an exchange-traded fund called the iShares Blockchain Tech ETF. That's according to a new SEC filing submitted by BlackRock, which says the fund will track the ICE index called the NYSE FactSet Global Blockchain Technologies Index. And according to the documents, it was initiated on December 31st, 2021. BlackRock's ETF filing investment objective says the iShares Blockchain and Tech ETF seeks to track the investment results of an index composed of U.S. and non-U.S. companies that are involved in the development, innovation, and utilization of blockchain and crypto technologies. And the iShares ETF will include blockchain tech such as cryptocurrency mining, cryptocurrency trading and exchanges, and crypto mining systems. The ETF filing follows the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink's opinion about Bitcoin and how he envisions a huge role for digitized currency. Meanwhile, Rick Rieder, BlackRock's chief investment officer, said in September that he thought Bitcoin's price could rise significantly. Now, BlackRock's plans to introduce a blockchain tech ETF were first mentioned during the first week of December 2021. Salim Ramji, BlackRock's exchange-traded fund and index investment lead, revealed the ETF plans according to Business Insider report. So there you have it. Do you feel that this BlackRock tech ETF will likely get approved by the SEC? And speaking of ETFs, when are we going to finally get a spot ETF approved for Bitcoin in the United States? It's long overdue. All I know is this, once approved, expect mass adoption for the king of all crypto. And before I break down next story of the day and we discuss any signs of reversal in sight as analyst Benjamin Cohen looks at the current state of the Bitcoin market after the recent 50% crash, as well as crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin price bottom in 2018 unveils his bullish Bitcoin price trajectory for 2022, but there is a catch. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.7 trillion with just over $106 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 40.9%, with the Ether dominance at 18.1%. And checking out the top gainers within the crypto market, we have Chickenzilla leading the pack once again, up 12,000% for the day, followed by Pump ETH up over 10,000%, followed by Cashback Pro up over 2,000%. Now, obviously, these are super-ish coins, but which alts are you currently most bullish on for 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated an 11 in extreme fear at a 100. Yesterday was a 13, last week a 21, and last month a 41 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity like we're witnessing right now. BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next play of the day. Closely followed crypto analyst Benjamin Cohen has identified a potential floor price for Bitcoin as the flagship crypto tumbles over 50% from its all-time high. That's right, in a new interview on Financial Freedom with YouTube channel Invest Answers. Shout out to Invest Answers. Cohen says that 30,000 is acting as a pivotal price level for Bitcoin, quoting him here. Clearly, $30,000 is a big area as well. I don't want to say there is necessarily an absolute floor, because if you do and it goes below it, then you have to make a new floor. But I would say there is probably, certainly probabilities associated with the various levels holding. And obviously, the further down we go, the more likely it is we're going to hold that price. $30,000 is certainly an area of interest in the event of a cascade down. I don't want to scare anyone, but also don't want to say that it's impossible that we go below 30,000, because we could. We went below 30,000 in the summer, went below 30,000 in January, and the widely followed analyst says that a full-on worst-case scenario would put the Bitcoin price at around $20,000. And according to him, one thing to keep an eye on with Bitcoin is its dramatically oversold relative strength index, known as the RSI, an indicator that tracks whether an asset is overvalued or undervalued. He points out that it is nearly at levels not seen since the pandemic-induced crash of March of 2020, indicating that the Bitcoin price action is currently undervalued. Quoting him here, it would get worse before it gets better. You look at the weekly RSI and it's pretty low, but it could also go lower. I don't want to sound like it can't get lower. We're about as low as we were in March 2020, but for us to get as low as we were in March 2020, we would actually need to sustain this downtrend for a few more weeks. I believe to get back to where we were back at the end of 2018, we might need to see a price action stay more or less like it is in a new slow bleed. That could still play out over the next couple of months. And so that's why I said before, I think that quarter one is going to remain bearish. And when the market is bearish, that really is when we really want to be getting into the market. Bull markets make you money and bear markets make you rich. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst that we could potentially see a price floor as low as $20,000 for this cycle. And to watch this entire interview between Benjamin Cohen and Invest Answers, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin price bottom in 2018 unveils his bullish Bitcoin price trajectory for 2022, but there is a catch. But first, I want to remind you to smash the show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, which is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, including weekends. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, including Spotify and Apple's iTunes. We're receiving over 700,000 downloads per month. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. The crypto trader who accurately predicted Bitcoin's lowest point during the 2018 bear market believes that Bitcoin will record new all-time highs this year despite its bearish price action over the last 2 months. Pseudonymous crypto analyst Smart Contractor tells his 203,000 Twitter followers that he thinks the king of all crypto will print a new 52-week low in the coming weeks before rallying above six figures by the end of the year. Quoting him here, back in December, this post was mostly tongue-in-cheek, but was still always at the back of my mind. Now it seems more of the realm of possibility. The point being, there is a really large range that Bitcoin can still fall and remain macro bullish on a long enough timeline, survive. And as he outlines in this chart, it shows the Bitcoin price dropping all the way down to $20,000 before ascending on its parabolic ascent above six figures. And he also compares this to the Dow Jones from 1998 to 2012, which has striking similarities. So looking at Smart Contract's chart, it appears that the crypto strategist sees Bitcoin following the market structure of the Dow Jones Industrial Average between 1998 and 2012. During that period, the Dow Jones Industrial Average traded in a wide range before breaking out and igniting a parabolic ascent. And although the crypto strategist is long-term bullish on Bitcoin, he sees Bitcoin plunging below $30,000 before it generates any bullish momentum, as he shares here in this tweet. Okay, for the laughs, I'm calling a bottom at exactly $25,800 with a $1,000 leeway either side. We'll retweet the ish out of this When it happens, let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And back in 2018, Smart Contractor nailed Bitcoin's price bottom months before the flagship crypto asset broke below crucial support at $6,000, as he nailed right here, dated back June 23rd, 2018. I'm calling a bottom at exactly $3,200 with a $200 leeway. Either side will retweet the ish out of this when it happens. And lo and behold, it happened. Also like to check out this recent tweet by Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. In 2016, I bought my first Bitcoin at $400. March 2019, I published Stock the Flow model at $4,000 BTC. Now January 2022, Bitcoin dropped below $40,000 within the second standard deviation band. Some are worried about the current dip, but I am quite sure that Bitcoin will add another zero next couple of years. Embrace volatility. That's right, because volatility equals life force. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B, as well as Smart Contractor with his $25,800 floor before Bitcoin ascends and goes parabolic, surpassing $100,000 this year. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin records all-time high, network difficulty amid price fluctuations, as well as breaking news. BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with over $10 trillion in assets under management, has filed a blockchain ETF, as well as we discuss any signs of reversal in sight as analyst Benjamin Cohen looked at the state of the current Bitcoin market after the recent 50% crash, as well as crypto trader who nailed the Bitcoin price bottom in 2018, unveils his Bitcoin bullish price trajectory for 2022, but there is a catch. Boardy for the Bitcoin price is likely to go next. Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. A dude wrote, Blockfolio is so slow. I got 5 joints rolled in the time it took me to update my portfolio. Good news is I got 5 joints rolled. Hashtag winning. Cheers. Enjoy the ganja, fam. And Blockfolio isn't slow whatsoever. I use it every day. It is the best and greatest. Just saying. Our next featured comment comes from Paragism, who wrote, holding for Bitcoin. Bitcoin will rock again. Storing my sats with Atomic Wallet, and also holding my keys. You got it, fam. HODL, not your keys, not your cheese. Now for our third and final featured comment comes from Justin, who wrote, JV, I bought my first BTC at 5K. Now we're at 35K. Not too shabby, fam. Massive congrats. Way to HODL and stack sats. Let's go. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. Also like to point out that the crypto merch store is now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. And you'll notice over 40 unique products for each and every design. We've got everything from hats to hoodies to shirts to tank tops, to phone cases and masks, you name it. And all the proceeds go to help supporting and scaling the show. I greatly appreciate your continued support, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.